World Radio Switzerland.
Now, the hub at Geneva is a project currently under construction, due for launch in September and due to support families in the region. Elaine Malloy is the person behind it, and she joins me now to explain what she has planned before the launch. So, Elaine, first of all, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Where were you, by the way, for the football yesterday?
Oh, we were glued. We're a football family, so we were so excited. I'm a coach at FC Versoire for the girls section, so we are football through and through, wearing one sleeve with England and one sleeve with Switzerland.
So we know where you'll be tonight then, at around about 6.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Let's talk about Hub Geneva, though. What inspired you to set it up? And just can you explain, what exactly have you got in mind?
Absolutely. Well, the inspiration for the project really comes from local international families living here in this area and hearing different people's stories. I think we all know it's not always easy being a parent, and it brings many new and exciting but scary and challenging experiences. Parenting can be hard, and parenting specifically when you're living away from friends and families can be hard. And there, a lot more recent studies are coming out now highlighting the levels of loneliness experienced by different parents, specifically those parents who are new to parenthood, but often admitting that maybe you're finding things difficult and or it is a bit of a struggle is still quite a taboo. So the hub was sort of developed to really create space for families to say, actually, I'm not feeling okay, and to make it okay to say you're not feeling okay.
So the goals being, I guess, bringing families together, getting some support from each other, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So the term the hub came from 20 or so families that have worked with us over the last 6 months to develop the project, very much meaning help, understanding and belonging. Really, we want to be able to create and provide sustainable peer support, connecting parents to parents to provide support in a way that they might miss from close friends and families back home. And there's very much a focus on nurturing emotional health and well-being for the parent themselves. We've got so much opportunity, I think, to build strength within our local communities from connecting parents to parents. But sometimes we need a helping hand to do that. And that's not necessarily, we're not going to be the answer to everything. But actually, I think there's a definite need here for an offer like this. And we, at the end of lockdown last year, did a survey with family or local international families and with professionals to try to get a better idea of the types of help and support that families might need. And the research really clearly showed a need for early help support for English-speaking families who might struggle to connect locally with other types of support that's available for French-speaking communities, and to enable connection between families to provide more peer-to-peer support.
What specifically is Hub at Home that I've seen mentioned on your website?
So that we've got the two main parts of the offer. The first is a very light touch offer, which comes through the website itself, which is Hub Ask and Hub Share, that enables people to ask questions and or to submit their stories about parenting. But Hub at Home is the crux of what the offer is, and it's based on good practice models around the world that provides trained parent support with another parent who might be struggling. So for an example, we have a 10-hour volunteer training program that volunteers will complete before they can be a Hub at Home volunteer. And then as a coordinator myself, I will be receiving referrals of families who need a bit of extra emotional health and support via either self-referral and or via GPs and or midwives and or schools or nurseries. And I will match trained parent volunteers with individual parents to be able to provide support once or twice or three times a week for up to an hour, just to be a friendly ear, to provide non-judgmental support and to be able to listen.
You came to Geneva, you came to the region, I hope you won't mind me saying, it's only a couple of years ago, and you've launched yourself into so many areas, into a community here. I hope you don't mind me asking, was there something that was like a turning point for you that you just realised that there was such a need for this? It sounds like it might have been created out of a bit of a personal story.
Not so much a personal story, but my background is in public health, and I've spent the last huge amounts of years working with children and family services in the UK. I've done a lot of work with different families, and I'm really really, really keen to help other families to be able to provide support at the earliest opportunity. And actually, when we arrived here, we arrived in 2019 before COVID and before lockdown.
Yeah.
And I think that was very much the incentive to think, what could we do here to be able to try to harness the opportunity that exists? We have a number of families who I think are struggling, many of whom we wouldn't know from the outside. And we also have a number of families and or individuals who want to be able to give something back. They want to be able to help other people, but just are looking for the way to be able to do that. So we've put both bits together to be able to come up with the conception of the hub. And hopefully the next few years will enable us to be able to grow and develop into a really valuable and worthwhile offer for local and international families.
Understanding now that this is what you've been doing in the UK and this is very much your professional background, I would then like to ask if this is something that's been based on a model that you've taken from the UK and brought here.
Yes, it is. It's based on a couple of models, actually. I mean, that's the advantage of creating from scratch. We've been able to draw on good practice and evidence-based practice that works in different ways, but we haven't been tied to one specific model. So there are a few models that are very well known in the UK, which we have based quite a lot of what we're doing upon. But actually, there's also a model called Elles Entraide, which is based in Lausanne, which is very, very similar to what we want to offer, but that is for a French-speaking community. So we have had initial conversations with them about opportunities to develop in the future to expand the offer so that we can provide more support for an English-speaking community as well as a French-speaking community to help us to really integrate and feel a sense of belonging and connectivity in a local area.
At the moment, it's all underway. You're planning a big launch in September to tie in with the school year. Is this a sort of membership community? Will there be some sort of membership annual fee?
No, it's an offer that is open to everybody who feels that they need support when they need support. So traditionally, associations in Switzerland, I think, are based on membership and membership fees. This isn't about charging individuals to join as a member. Anyone can sign up via our website to become part of the Hub community. There is a small registration fee for anyone who wants to become a volunteer and to go through the training programme. And that helps us to cover costs for police checks and to do some of the administrative work that goes on in the background.
All right. Now, I've seen that your website is already up and running, so you are well underway for all of this. If people want more info now, are you happy for them to go to this website?
Absolutely. Please do. We've put a lot of time, blood and sweat and tears into the website over the last few months. We would love people to check it out and let us know their feedback, as well as to let us know if they're interested in being a volunteer in the future and or to make use of the offer that is existing there. We are really, really keen as well to hear people's personal stories. So Hub Share is about people submitting to our blog function to be able to share their own personal story, which helps individuals themselves, but also helps community themselves to read other people going through the same type of parenting journey that they themselves might be experiencing. But the website is www.thehub-geneva.org.
Perfect. Thanks very much, Elaine Molloy. Keep us posted about this. Keep us posted. Hopefully we'll be touching base again in September for the launch. I really hope to follow this project as you launch. I think it's a great resource for families in the region. So I look forward to catching up with you in a few months. Elaine, thanks very much. Best of luck with it all.
Thank you, Kat. Bye-bye.